Yes, you're listening to Wild Time here on IndieMedia.de with myself, Thomas Janak. We're here at the Rally Against Animal Cruelty, and I'm going right into the people. And I always go to the people that look the other way when I come with a microphone. That would be you. How are you? My name is Thomas. I have a show called Wild Time. It's an animal rights show. And so we're covering this event for the third time. What made you come here today?
My wife is a member of ARN.
Okay.
So I would agree with it. I support. I don't like animal abuse.
Okay. Yeah. So basically you join somebody to sort of come along. Yeah. But that often what happens, you know? It's always good to see kids doing this, because I mean, you know, education is the key, you know. Do you have people coming to your school talking about these things?
Yeah.
Yeah? How often is that happening?
Not too bad.
Not too often, isn't it? Yeah. So you know, I reckon you have read everything that's on the posters, you know. What shocks you the most when you read that?
Not that much.
Okay. Because that's another thing, you know, when you look at how we grew up, the films that I watched that were rated 18, they you know, can see in the afternoon program now. So they have seen much more violence and blood on television and on games, so they're not as shocked as we are, you know. I hope something shocks you. Because then you keep on going, you know. Brilliant, thank you so much. Thanks.
On my poster it says, when it comes to animal abuse, where do you stand? Take a stand.
And then there's this picture that is very often, that's probably the picture that they have taken in on the Chinese market, where someone stands on an animal's head. Yes. Sort of, you know, it's usually, you know, nothing against the Chinese personally, but it's usually a Chinese picture.
Yeah, you know? it's absolute abuse and it needs to stop.
Yeah.
And that's why I'm here. It's the inhumane treatment and the abuse and the gratuitous slaughter. And inhumane farming, you know, the list goes on.
Nine yards, yeah.
Yeah, the list goes on.
Because it's close to Christmas, if you would have a magic wand, but you could only deal with one thing at a time, what do you think is the most atrocious and needs changing right now?
Close to Christmas, it's not the most atrocious, but at Christmas time a lot of families go out and spend a lot of money on turkeys, on, you know, pedigree puppies, and then in June they're found on the streets. They don't want them anymore. They don't think things through. Mm. There's not enough respect for animals, you know, for their life, yeah. For the quality of their life. The turkeys are a big thing, you know. They're just being, again, gratuitously and a lot of the time inhumanely slaughtered, you know. It's no respect. I mean,
the problem is really when you look back at it, you know, you could name foie gras, whatever you really name. You could even name chicken, you know, the same thing.
Yeah.
I reckon some people see it and others just don't.
Yeah.
It takes a while, but that's why we have to keep going.
Absolutely. I think that, you know, some people, I don't condone it, but I think they don't have an awareness. They don't have an understanding that we are an interdependent planet, that we, you know...
Part of the web of life.
Absolutely, and it's the cycle and the food chain, and that we're all part and parcel of it, you know, and we have to respect others other than the human species, you know.
Thank you so much.
Animal abuse, and I think that when you're trying to just think of all the animals right now that are languishing on farms across the country inside of laboratories, or those animals who will be hunted over the coming days and weeks. So just think of those animals as you're chanting, and know that you're part of a special movement that is working right across the country fighting animal abuse. But just before I go on, I just want to let you know that we've had some sort of good success just recently, where we hope that within 3 years fur farming will be banned in Ireland. And this is a major step forward for the movement as well. Just to let you know as well, at the end of the march, we have got a conference room booked, so you can seat 150 people. So what I'd say is, anyone that's free, please come and hear some speeches. We've got a host of exciting speeches, including the Sea Shepherd Conservation Society, who, as I speak, are probably on the way to Antarctica, getting ready to harass the Japanese whalers. So give them a big welcome to Ireland. Woo! Woo! And we also got Animals Count Political Party. They're basically a party that are going to be formed for animals and people. So give them another good welcome here to Ireland. They came all the way over too. And of course, we got another wide variety of speakers, so we got a good day ahead of us. You know, let's keep it really lively, really upbeat, and just, we're going to have a good day, okay? So we'll be leaving in about 5 or 10 minutes, and we'll go then after that. Okay, so just another 5 or 10 minutes. Get to know each other, say hi to people, and get to meet other people that are just as compassionate as yourselves. Thanks.
Hi guys, my name is Thomas. I have a radio show called Wild Time. It's an animal rights show, and so we're covering this event for the third time. What made you come here today?
My girlfriend.
That's good. Bring him along.
Yeah, well, we're both animal lovers, and we've just been doing some research online, and we came across Aaron.
Okay.
So we thought we'd get involved.
Right, so it's basically it's your first time, demo.
Come from Galway this morning.
Okay. Yeah. And what made you sort of think of that? What attracted you in the first place, or what was it that sort of triggered that?
I don't know, I suppose just like researching online, you know,
trying to be proactive, you know, and at least, you know, rather than kind of thinking about it, actually, you know, doing something, at least trying.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's usually how it starts, you know. We all start like this, and then, you know, 10 years down the line, you're vegan and, you know, chunk food vegan, as I call myself, but you're vegan. You know, so things change, apparently. Yeah, yeah. No, but it's brilliant. It's also brilliant, you know, when you ask people and they say, like, you know, my girlfriend brought me along or my father brought me along. That's how it actually starts, you know. Yeah. Because I didn't see it for years. I'm an animal psychologist for 8 years, and I'm only really sort of going vegan for 2.5. Okay. I just could not see it, you know. You work on an animal, and then you go like, oh, now I'm hungry.
Yeah.
You know, and so yeah, it's not a good idea. But you know, it takes a while for some people to do it. And you're not taking pictures or anything for websites or people that you know.
No, I didn't. Actually, I didn't even think of that. You know, I didn't. I didn't even. Yeah, I should have brought a camera.
But next time.
Yeah,
we'd be more prepared.
Yeah, no, it's just one of these things, you know, because I always find that, you know, when you talk to, even when you just talk to your friends, what did you do last Sunday, and you say it, you know, that changes people.
Yeah.
Because usually what happens is, if you have a guy with a poster, that doesn't necessarily change anything. Mm-hmm. But if you would walk up to someone and say, look, been there last week, heard about these stories, they listen to you rather than listen to a stranger with a sign, you know?
Yeah. Well, I mean, there's so much things going on at the moment about the government and people and that, you know, and it, I suppose animals do get kind of sidetracked a bit, you know.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
It is, yeah.
And there's huge hierarchy, you know, people first and then...
Yeah.
Then other people first and...
Yeah.
And then animals eventually.
Yeah, which is a bit of a pity, really, you know. Yeah. Well, I know humans have to be looked after, of course, you know, but...
Yeah, everybody has to look after, you know. But I actually do believe that actually we could look after ourselves, all ourselves, you know, and all of us... quite easily, you know. I think it's really decision time.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah.
But with recession, it's easy also to say, like, look, you know, people have to come first.
Yeah, yeah.
You know. And I always say to people, like, you know, I can actually understand it when people have no money and they get a recession buster, and you get a double burger for €2.
Yeah.
Oh,
you
know,
yeah.
My food, you know, is more expensive, even though it's the right thing to do. Mm-hmm. So, you know, apparently. You know, that's how it goes, you know.
You're right. It's easier just to go down to McDonald's, exactly, you know, in times of recession.
But so enjoy the walk.
You too.
Thank you.
Much.
Thanks. You are listening to Wild Time here on the Media.ie with myself, Thomas Jana, coming to you today from the Rally Against Animal Cruelty in good old Dublin. And we're just starting to move now. I find it always a bit difficult to sort of, you know, just walk along because it's radio. You can't really see us moving as such. But we are moving. That's some comedy from Aaron trying to control the crowd here a bit. Yes, you are listening to Wild Time only here on Indymedia.ie with myself, Thomas Jana, coming to you today from the Rally Against Animal Cruelty in Dublin. It's very interesting as well. There's apparently a lot of people that hold banners and posters, and then there are other people that give flyers to people, so that people are, you know, sort of the regular bystanders and people that just walk by are aware of what's going on here today. And I think it's really important. And on a personal level, it's actually quite nice because now we're walking down O'Connell Street and no car bothers us. It's a little rebellious thing, you know, where you walk in the middle of the road. I see people running away from you. It's the same that happens to me when I walk around with a microphone. What is the most difficult part, you know, to get these leaflets out to them? Do you think they care, or...?
It's very difficult trying to make people aware. I think people... They shut themselves off from how animals suffer. They just don't want to know about it. They just don't want to pretend it. They want to pretend it doesn't exist. Mm. That's their way of coping with it. But I mean, how are you ever going to change things?
You have to be in their faces, otherwise it's not working.
You have to. I mean, there's a lot of things we have to accept. A lot of people as well, they think they can't change things. They think, what's the point? What's the point in doing anything? Mm. Well, I mean, you can change things. Yes, you can.
Yeah, absolutely. As an individual, you can make big differences.
You can make a huge difference if you believe in yourself. Yeah. And I mean, John already will tell you about the successes.
Yeah, I work with Aaron for a few years, you know.
The things that have changed in Ireland just because of a couple of people. Of course you can.
Yeah. What made you do this? I mean, how did you get involved?
I'm from Limerick. And I was involved in animal welfare there, in Limerick Animal Welfare. And I met John at a meeting for animal welfare, and he made me aware, really, of animal rights.
Okay.
I shut myself off from it, I guess, from what was going on. But I cared so much, it motivated me to get involved. And I lived in Belgium for a couple of years, and I got involved in various things. There, and I got involved with PETA. And,
it's a bit like, you know, once an activist, always an activist.
Always, yeah. I've kind of broken through the barrier.
Yeah, same here.
So it's kind of unstoppable now.
Yeah, which I think is a good idea. I mean, for years, you know, in my case, you know, I'm battling this, having an animal rights show.
Yeah.
People say, like, you know, you're absolutely insane.
Yeah.
There's so many other things wrong, you know.
Yeah.
But in fact, we're all related, you know.
What I always say to people is that, like, yeah, it's kind of, I know there's awful things happening throughout the world, but animals have no voice.
Absolutely.
And they suffer. I mean, nobody knows how much they suffer.
Exactly. And the ones that know are the ones that have been looked at as being idiots.
Exactly, yeah.
Which would mean us.
No, I was at a dinner party on Friday night, and there was another girl there that was a vegetarian, and I brought up at the party that I was involved in animal rights, and all of a sudden the conversation changed to how much they loved boar hunting, how much they loved stag hunting, how much they loved going shooting. I mean, it was like they were kind of trying to
get you away.
In my face, you know. And I just thought, like, do I feel sorry for people like that?
Exactly. I think this is where the karma stuff comes in. Yeah. You know, you can just hope that one day, you know, we come back to them, or at least they get it.
Exactly. I mean, how dare they have it? I mean, just be so cruel to animals.
But I often talk to activists, and they say, like, you know, sometimes they do these things, and then people shove it right in their face, and they do these protests in front of McDonald's, and people bring them chicken and say, you want one? You know, this kind of way. So really sort of stupid stuff. But I think it's a subconscious, you know. Here's just, before I let you do your job here, just tell me your name for radio.
Siobhan Higgins.
Thank you so much. Pleasure talking to you. Thanks.
We're animal abuse! We're animal abuse! We're animal abuse! Come on, Maggie! Go, Maggie!
Hey, sweethearts.
Some
people brought their dogs along, and they're all joining in there. This is quite nice. You know, for what it's worth, sometimes I think, you know, I know it makes a big difference, because there are like-minded people, and it happens every year, and there's more and more things happening for animals, and everybody who works in the field of animal welfare and rights know that it will take forever. Well, not forever, but it will take longer for animals than it will take for other groups. But for what it's worth, it's just brilliant that they have these things on. And there's always more and more people coming. just talking to my girlfriend here. She usually takes the pictures while I do the recordings, and the pictures are up on two pages. One is on www.facebook.com/wildtimeradio, and the other one will be on www.wildtimeonline.blogspot.com. That's www.wildtimeonline.blogspot.com. There's no excuse for animal abuse. That's what I'm saying all along. Well, nobody ever listens to me. And anyway, you're hearing it now from well over 100 people. Interestingly as well, that people have a lot of banners up. Of course, oftentimes they are banners from Aaron, the Animal Rights Action Network. You know, and it has things like Stop Circus Suffering, Ban Fur Farming, No to Puppy Farms, and then there's people here from the Sea Shepherd organization. So there's loads of stuff happening, and it's really good because, you know, really when you look at it, yes, there might be different sorts of cruelty happening to different animals, but this is the day and the time to really highlight all of this. What? Is this getting boring or what? It's not. This will go on forever, and I just want to give you a little taste of, you know, what's going on here at these events, and you can hear how relentless people are. And I think, you know, when it comes to animal rights, you have to be relentless.
They're living in disgusting, filthy laboratories across Ireland, that are languishing on filthy fur farms across Ireland. Please just have 1 minute silence for the animals that are suffering today. Animals that won't have a Christmas. Animals that don't get to shop, that don't get to go out. Just have 1 minute silence for all these animals. Okay guys, thanks for that. We're going to go off again. Again, the chant is, there's no excuse for animal abuse. Please stretch right back. Stretch right back for one more minute. There's no excuse for animal abuse. Here we go. There's no excuse for animal abuse.
We're walking along College Green. Last time we were actually walking along Crafton Street, just passing by the fur shop there. And last year they did the minute of silence in front of the shop. Well, you know, we did it at another corner, but it would have been a bit more effective in front of the shop, but probably they changed it because of that, you know. So John, what do you reckon, how many people are here today?
It's amazing turnout just for Ireland. Just to see so many people on the streets is incredible. Yes. People from right across the country, despite the recession, despite bad weather across the country, people have got together and came out for animal rights.
Yeah, it's brilliant. As always, you know, you're doing a good job. So keep it up.
You know, we couldn't have done it. We cannot do it without an army of kind, loyal, compassionate supporters that are right across the country speaking out for animal rights.
True.
So yeah, I mean, so anyone that's listening today, we urge them to get onto our website, aaron.ie, sign up to get involved in our work and to help us put an end to cruelty to animals across the country, but more so to establish rights for animals too.
Yes. Thank you so much. Thanks, John. That's all we have time for. You're listening to Wild Time here on indiemedia.ie with myself, Thomas Janak. Coming to you today from the Rally Against Animal Cruelty in Dublin. There will be pictures up as well on www.wildtimeonline.blogspot.com. That's www.wildtimeonline.blogspot.com. You can become a fan on Facebook on www.facebook.com/wildtimeradio. Thank you all for listening. Goodbye.